So I prayed about it. And the thing is that I told God, I was like, God, take all interest that this guy has for me, take it away. I was like, put someone else in his path, or just take the interest, let him be uninterested. And I prayed that, you know, God gave me strength to leave the situation. And I was like, God, remove him. And the thing is that I knew God was going to act. I know. I knew it. But I didn't know he was going to act that fast. Literally the next day I got ghosted and I was like, bruh. I was like, okay. It was just crazy. You know, he acted really, really fast. But I want to talk about something that happened that night, because that night I read my Bible, you know, I spent time with God and I gave him the situation and I worshiped also. But when I went to sleep, you know, it wasn't a dream. I felt like I was in the spiritual realm, and I was laying on my bed, but I felt a hand, you know, on my chest, and then it just pushed me down. Like, he pushed me down and I went through my bed, and then I don't even know where I was at anymore, but he just kept pushing me down. He wanted to push me down. And I just saw like a bunch of, like, it was just black. Like, I didn't see anything, but I knew I went through my bed and he couldn't push me down anymore. And then I like woke up and I realized, I was like, wow, like that just goes to show how real this walk is. And not only that, but how much more real the spiritual world is than this world. Because I know that that was the enemy, and I know he was pissed off. Like, I know he was mad because this guy was going to distract me. And that's what the enemy wants. Like, he wants us to be distracted. If we're not in sin, he wants us distracted. Hi guys, welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and I'm honestly really excited about today's topic and what we're going to be talking about. We are going to be talking about wisdom, and wisdom is so important, you guys. And honestly, I am so excited to honestly touch on this topic, because God is wisdom. He is the source of wisdom. And honestly, so I was actually reading my Bible the other day, a couple of days ago. I actually didn't really want to read my Bible, but I told God, I was like, God, like, you know, I don't feel like reading, but please surprise me. I was like, please surprise me. I was like, because I don't even feel like reading today. I was like, but, you know, like, I want you to surprise me. So I didn't really think he was going to surprise me. I mean, I know God could do it, but I was like, maybe he's not going to. But he did, because I read Proverbs 4:4, and it says, my father taught me, take my words to heart, follow my commands, and you will live. And I was like, my father, I was like, what, who are they talking about? And I didn't know it was Solomon speaking to his son, like writing to his son, but he was speaking of David, you know, his father, because, you know, David was a man after God's heart. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know that. And I was just shocked. Of course, God shocked me. I did not know. But anyways, we are going to be talking about wisdom. And Proverbs 4:5-6 says, get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. It's so important for us to choose wisdom. To not only that, we have to constantly, actively pursue wisdom every day. And how do we do that? By reading God's word, by opening your Bible, by spending time with the Lord, because again, the Lord is the source of all wisdom. And not only that, it is, you know, it keeps you from destructive choices. Just like the episode that I have put out a couple weeks ago, you know, I didn't make the best choices. You know, I messed up. And if I would have been actively pursuing wisdom, if I would have been opening my Bible and spending time with God, I most likely would have not made the choice that I made. And, you know, it's very important to actively pursue wisdom, to constantly stay in God's word, because if we're not constantly staying in God's word, we're going to allow, you know, outside, you know, the world to influence us to make decisions that aren't right. And not only that, the beginning of wisdom is recognizing its worth and committing yourself to obtain it, even at a great personal cost. The thing is that wisdom is going to cost you. It is going to cost you. Because why? Jesus is the source of all wisdom. So when you choose wisdom, you're choosing Jesus. So when you follow Jesus, it's just like, you know, following Jesus is going to cost you everything. So, you know, obtaining wisdom is going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you a lot. And the thing is, the cost of wisdom, you know, loving wisdom is loving God's ways. You know, it brings inner and outer reward when, you know, you choose wisdom. And the thing is that I don't know what verse of the Bible it was, but I read that it said, the beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, though it costs all you have, get understanding. But that just goes to show the value of wisdom. It's a supreme value. But not only that, it's, you know, you sacrifice a lot to obtain wisdom. And we're going to talk about what, you know, it could cost you. And it costs you, you know, toxic relationships. It could cost you, you know, trusting God's timing. You know, we live in a world where we want stuff quick and we want stuff fast and we want stuff now. And the thing is that wisdom is going to cost you, you know, waiting on God's timing instead of your timing. And not only that, wisdom often calls you to step away from what feels safe but isn't right. And I want to talk about that because, okay, so I was talking to a guy this month and we were just talking as friends, right? And the thing is that his friend asked for my number, for his friend, which was this guy. And I asked the guy, cause he was right beside him, and I was like, "You want my number?" And he was like, "Yeah." So I was like, "Okay." And you know, we were talking, but the thing is that I felt so strongly that this was not for me. I felt unaligned. I felt no peace. I felt something strongly telling me no. Like, you're going on the right path, and this is like, it's like when you're following GPS and then like the GPS, like you get out of the route and like, or you take the wrong exit and it's like, whoa, no, like rerouting. That's how I felt. Like, I felt like it was like the Holy Spirit, like, no. Like, what are you doing? And, so I just felt like, no, you know, but instead of me being wise and me choosing wisdom, I tried my best to ignore the Holy Spirit. Like, I recognized it, but then I was like, no, like, I want to talk to this guy. So like, I'm going to continue to talk to this guy. And, I would spend time with God, but I felt, the thing is that God knows everything. Like, he knows our thoughts. He knows absolutely everything. But I felt, you know, sometimes God wants us to bring situations to him, you know, he wants us to pray about it. And I felt God telling me, like, pray about this. And I was like, no. I was like, no, because, like, I knew what he was going to say. Like, if the Holy Spirit's saying no, what makes me think God's going to say yes? They're all three. They're three in one. So I was like, he's going to say no. So I don't want to talk about it. But it got to a point where I was like, okay, fine. I have to pray about this, because I felt, again, like, it just wasn't, you know, something wasn't right. So I prayed about it. And the thing is that I told God, I was like, God, take all interest that this guy has for me, take it away. I was like, put someone else in his path, or just take the interest, let him be uninterested. And I prayed that, you know, God gave me strength to leave the situation. And I was like, God, remove him. And the thing is that I knew God was going to act. I know. I knew it. But I didn't know he was going to act that fast. Literally the next day I got ghosted and I was like, bruh. I was like, okay. It was just crazy. You know, he acted really, really fast. But I want to talk about something that happened that night, because that night I read my Bible, you know, I spent time with God and I gave him the situation and I worshiped also. But when I went to sleep, you know, it wasn't a dream. I felt like I was in the spiritual realm. And I was laying on my bed, but I felt a hand, you know, on my chest, and then it just pushed me down. Like, he pushed me down and I went through my bed, and then I don't even know where I was at anymore, but he just kept pushing me down. He wanted to push me down. And I just saw like a bunch of, like, it was just black. Like, I didn't see anything, but I knew I went through my bed and he couldn't push me down anymore. And then I like woke up and I realized, I was like, wow, like, that just goes to show how real this walk is. And not only that, but how much more real the spiritual world is than this world. Because I know that that was the enemy, and I know he was pissed off. Like, I know he was mad because this guy was going to distract me. And that's what the enemy wants. Like, he wants us to be distracted. If we're not in sin, he wants us distracted. And, you know, me praying and giving this to God, God was going to act and God was going to move, and he was going to remove that person so I wouldn't be distracted, so I can focus. Because if I would have stayed talking to this person, I probably wouldn't be doing the podcast. I probably wouldn't be spending time with God, because I'm going to be spending time with this person, and this person isn't a Christian. You know, this person isn't after God's heart. And we see it from time and time again in the Bible, how people, even with Samson, you know, he allowed, you know, himself to get distracted. But not only that, Solomon too, you know, speaking about wisdom, Solomon, you know, he married, you know, women that drived him away from God, from pursuing God. And, you know, this guy was going to drive me away from God. And the enemy knew that. And the enemy was pissed that I prayed and I gave it to God. But that's why it's so important for us to choose wisdom. You know, I should have chose wisdom. I should have allowed the Holy Spirit. Hey, once I felt the Holy Spirit tell me, cut it off. Bye. But no. But I did. Even though I didn't do it right away, I needed to learn that, hey, do that right away. But it's so important for us, again, to choose wisdom, and wisdom is going to cost you. It's going to cost you relationships. It's going to cost you, you know, a lot. It's going to cost you, you know, old habits. It's going to cost you comfort and familiar things. It's going to cost you pride. You know, you're going to be dying to pride. It's going to cost you just so much. You know, it's going to not only that, you know, when you want to rush. And the thing is that, you know, when you choose wisdom, you choose God's timing. And the thing is that we live in a world that you're supposed to do this by the age of 25. You're supposed to do this by the age of 27, by the age of 30, have this and this and this. But the thing is that we follow God, we follow Jesus, and God at his right timing will make things happen. And the thing is that, you know, wisdom teaches us patience, even though it can be painful, you know, waiting for that woman or that man of God, waiting for that career or your purpose in God. You know, sometimes some people don't know their purpose in God, and they're waiting. And that waiting season, you know, can be a little painful, but it's important for us to choose wisdom. And for us, you know, when you choose wisdom, you choose, you know, to be patient and to wait on the Lord, to depend on the Lord. And not only that, wisdom says no to the things that feel good right now, right now. Because me talking to that dude, it felt good at the moment. But God sees, you know, he sees in the future. He sees what my life could have been like if I would have stayed talking to this guy. And that would have driven me away from God. And that's not what the Lord wants. And not only that, it also costs you, you know, people aren't going to understand you. You're going to be misunderstood. Like my situation right now, you know, people are going to think that you're picky, that you're strict, that you're different. You know, some people think I'm picky. You know, like there's this friend that I have at work, and she wants me to talk to this guy, and she even says that I'm being a little picky. But it's not that I'm being picky. It's just that, you know, I want a man of God. And, you know, so far I have not met a man of God. And I want someone that's after God's heart, because I'm after God's heart. And if I don't choose someone that's after God's heart, they aren't going to understand me. They're going to think, and, you know, just being flat out honest, you know, a lot of people, you know, that don't understand this walk, they think it's ridiculous. You know, they'll probably see this podcast and think it's ridiculous. You know, they think that the stuff of God, even scripture says it, and I don't even know exactly where, but they think it's ridiculous. They think it's just like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you following Jesus? Like, why are you so strict on your walk? Why can't you drink? Why can't you smoke? Why can't you, you know, go out? Why can't you go clubbing? Like, you know, they think that we're strict, but it's not that we're strict. It's just that, you know, like, how can I say it? Like, we know that this is, that we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when you have that encounter with God, and when you have that realization, your life changes, and you die to yourself to pursue God. And it just absolutely changes everything. And, you know, again, if you, you know, a lot of people, like I said, they're going to misunderstand. They're not going to understand us. They're not going to understand you. They're going to think you're crazy and different, but that's the cost of choosing wisdom. And not only that, you know, I also want to read Matthew 7, 13 to 14. So Matthew 7, give me a second. Let me find it. Matthew 7, 13 to 14. It says, "You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it." So it just says right here, you know, the way to heaven is narrow and the way to hell is huge. You know, it's very wide, you know, and it's sad, but a lot of people are going to go to hell. Scripture says it, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to, you know, not make it to heaven. And, you know, the path to heaven is very narrow and only a few find it. And again, when you choose wisdom, you know, it's going to cost you a lot. And that's why it's such a narrow path, because so many people don't want to leave what they're doing. So many people don't want to give God the control. So many people want to take control and do their plans and do their way and continue in sin. But when you choose wisdom, like I said, it costs you so much. To me, I mean, it, you know, it cost me talking to this guy, you know, even though, yeah, like I got excited and I wanted to talk to him, but, you know, I had to, you know, realize that this isn't for me. And the Holy Spirit could constantly, you know, God's mercy, he was constantly telling me, hey, like, you know, what are you doing? No, that's not what we're finna do. Like, I don't know why you're ignoring me. Like, you know what, you can ignore me today, but I'm about to tell you something tomorrow. I mean, constantly the Holy Spirit was just not leaving me alone, and I'm glad, because, you know, sometimes we're hard-headed and sometimes we don't want to listen, but we have to choose wisdom. And even though sometimes, like I said, it's going to cost you, it's, you're not going to want, you know, to choose wisdom, but you have to choose wisdom. It's the right thing. And lastly, I want to talk about 1 Kings, and I want to talk about Elijah obeyed God whenever God told him that he was going to drink from the brook and he was going to be fed by ravens. And honestly, it's crazy that he was going to be fed by ravens. You know, it was crazy, because how are they going to feed him? You know, it's crazy to think about, but he trusted God. And that is choosing wisdom, letting go. He let go of, you know, like control. And, you know, it was, he allowed himself to be led by God. And that's what we need to do, the same. And, you know, he didn't cling to his own plans. He obeyed God step by step, even though the plan made no sense. I mean, imagine, you know, God telling you, hey, you're going to be fed by ravens. I need you to go over there. I need you to go, I don't know, an example, certain place, right? He just sends you a certain place and he's like, you're gonna be fed by ravens. You're gonna think that's crazy. What do you mean? But you know, Elijah obeyed, and when he let go of control, I mean, you make room for miracles. And that miracle happened where he was fed by ravens. I mean, imagine if he would have told God no, like, give me the food now. You know, that miracle would have not happened. And we need to learn to let go of control. We need to learn to, you know, give the Lord, you know, control. Like, he's in control. We're not. And not only that, Elijah only had God's word. He only had God's word. So many of us receive prophetic words. So many of us, you know, receive dreams and word from God. And that's the only thing we have. We only have God's word. I've received so many prophetic words, you know, words from God. And that's the only thing I have is his word. But his word is enough. You know, even though like there's so many promises that I received, and there's so many promises that I haven't seen yet, but I have his word, and his word is enough. I need to trust and allow God, you know, to move and allow him to give him the control instead of us wanting to take control. I mean, me talking to this guy and then wanting to stay talking to him is like me wanting to take control. You know, me saying, you know what, Lord, like, I don't trust you. I'm going to take matters into my own hands and I'm going to continue to talk to him. Instead of me like, hey, God, I give this to you. I trust that you have that man of God for me. It's so important for us to let go of control. And not only that, to choose wisdom. And like I said, wisdom is going to cost you. But you know, God is wisdom. And when you choose wisdom, you choose Jesus. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and conclude today's episode. Let's go ahead and pray. Thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord. I pray for whoever's listening and for whoever's watching this episode, Lord. I pray that they choose wisdom, Lord. I pray that they choose your word, God. I pray that they continue to grow in their walk with you, Lord, and that they don't let them be influenced by the things of this world, Lord, that you convict them, that you guide them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. And with that, I'm going to end today's episode. If you do not have a church, my church, Corona de Gloria, we are located in Ferris, Texas. It is a Spanish-speaking church, but we do have translators. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and end today's episode. I will see y'all in next week's episode.